narrative of our industry, okay? It needs to shift from this current zero-sum game of just switching is going to solve all the world's problems. It's high time you dig in, you research, investigate, determine a clear plan that maps to your definition of success. As it pertains to your website, I want to just run through a couple of things that's going to help you get more out of your web presence. And just set the stage for you to be able to do some conversion optimization activities. The first thing I would do is I would do an audit. So what am I looking for in this audit? First thing I'm looking for is how many Google Tag Managers do I have installed on my website? You can download the Google Tag Manager Chrome browser plugin extension or whatever they call them, and go to your website, click on that extension, and it's going to actually tell you how many tags you have on your site. Not just Google Tag Manager tags, but also how many analytics tags and how many retargeting or remarketing tags and all those sorts of things. It's going to show you all of those Google tags that have been installed on your site. The first thing I would say is get rid of all of the tags that you don't need. How do you do that? Well, you look at what you own specifically, like your universal analytics tag, your universal tag K, that should be there. You don't need 75 different Google Analytics tags installed on your website or codes. You just need the one. Look at how many Google Tag Managers you have installed. Get rid of all the ones you don't need. And the easiest way is which ones don't you control specifically. Log into your Google Tag Manager account. Log into your Google Analytics account. Log into your Google Ads and Facebook Ads accounts, and make sure that the ones you control are on the site. If anybody wants to do work on your site, this is a good accountability mechanism. I don't want you to install your crap, unless, of course, they're doing something proprietary. But as it pertains to analytics and Google tags and Facebook pixels and things of that nature, no, you can use ours. We're going to share access of ours with you. Okay, make sense? Do a tag audit. The more tags you have on your site, like if you have 5 different Facebook pixels on your site, or if you have 5 different Google Analytics pixels, ultimately there could be quite a bit of jank going on, and that could be affecting your reporting. So we want to clean that up. Second thing is you need to make sure you have access. So if you don't have access to these things that you should ultimately own, hashtag free your data. It's your data. You need to own it. So make sure you own your Google Analytics account, your Google Tag Manager account, your Google Ads account, your Facebook Ads account, the pixels, etc. Everything needs to be owned by you, okay? If you don't currently control it, get access immediately. From there, you need to make sure that you're setting up your Google Analytics properly, okay? You need to have your goals set up. You need to have conversion values set up. You need to make sure that it's set up in a way that you are able to accurately attribute your marketing activities to meaningful events or interactions on your site, like lead submissions or offline events, or just, you know, for example, I know Brian Pasch recommends having events on photo views, right? That helps us understand people that are looking at photos in your site, kind of helps us group these visitors into an engaged shopper bucket. Now, this is where I want to inject disclaimer number two. Okay. My purpose here is to whet your appetite, and it's to help you gain a desire to learn more about this on your own. You should not take this as this podcast episode, this single podcast episode, as a master's certification that Michael Cirillo's masterclass in conversion. No, it's not that. Okay. I've taken courses to become a certified conversion rate optimization specialist. So you need to take this as a high level introduction. Okay. Moving on. I've got a couple of more points before we close out episode 157. Third thing I want to do is I'm going to install something like Hotjar or Crazy Egg. I kind of like Hotjar a little bit better. So if you're going to look in that, definitely do that. Disclaimer number three, I am not affiliated with Hotjar. I'm not going to make anything off of this by recommending them. They're not paying me to say this. I'm just really, this is to help, okay? Hotjar is cool because where Google Analytics and Tag Manager and things of that nature are going to give you quantitative data, i.e. the numbers, Hotjar is going to give you qualitative data, behavior. So you get to now see how people are using your site, how they're interacting with elements on your site, calls to action, sliders, PS, get rid of sliders. You know, you're going to be able to see those things. And so when you marry quantitative, the number data, to qualitative, the behavior data, now you can really start to form some educated opinions on what needs to be improved upon. Which leads me to my last point closing out this episode. Resist the urge to overhaul. Overhauling is the worst thing you could possibly do, and here's why. When you overhaul, it's that much more challenging. Okay, it's actually impossible. And no, we're not going to do the Katharine Hepburn thing here. Well, the word impossible says I'm possible. Like, no, it's not that. It is actually impossible to determine what element is contributing to success or failure. Like, if you change everything, how are you going to actually know what's making things work or what's breaking things? And that's kind of where we're at. When things, quote unquote, aren't working, we do an overhaul. And then we realize, holy crap, that overhaul is not working. So we do another overhaul and we do another overhaul. Basically, what we're sitting on here, folks, is 25 to 30 years of compounded overhauls. And that needs to stop. So resist the urge to do another overhaul. First thing you want to do, and again, this is in the context of website performance only. We're not talking about you don't get along with your provider, or you don't trust them, or they don't trust you, or maybe you guys just actually weren't a good fit to begin with and shouldn't have been working together at all. Okay, that's all. Those are other variables that you need to consider, in which case perhaps an overhaul is imminent. However, when said overhaul happens and you want to improve the performance of your site, or things are okay and you're like, ah, I really don't want to change the site, I just want to, you know, tweak performance, when you what you need to do is isolate your tests. You need to isolate your changes. Keep them small. For example, if after enough observation, looking at quantitative and qualitative data, if after this observation period, you determine that you want to run a test, and the test is going to be that you think changing the primary call to action on your VDPs should change from get e-price to ask a question, that is the only change you will make. Then you need to give yourself enough time. And the way we determine time really is based on the amount of traffic your site's getting. So sites that get a ton of traffic, say like 15,000 plus unique visits a month, it's going to be a shorter testing period because you'll get enough data to help you make some good decisions. For those that get less than that or smaller amounts, even like only 2,000 visits a month or less, you're going to have to run the test for a longer period of time to give yourself enough data to work off of. Okay. We do this to increase what's called confidence rate. We want to increase the rate of confidence we have. And for me, I'm not comfortable going below a 95% confidence rate. And there's some fancy calculations on how we figure that out based on site traffic and other variables. Anyways, you need to have enough confidence, a high enough confidence rate. So running that test for a long enough period of time to have a conclusive or a confidence that the change you made rendered the result that you are now observing. But you can't do that if you just run an overhaul, okay? There's nothing worse than making a ton of changes and then having no clue how to track any of it or what the cause and effect was. Hey, congratulations. You made it to the end of this little nugget of an episode of the Dealer Playbook podcast. Now, if you want to listen to the full episode, head on over to thedealerplaybook.com. And of course, don't forget to subscribe to the show using your favorite podcast player. That way you can get notified every time a new episode goes live. You can also stay up to date with everything DPB by connecting with me over on the Facebook page. All you have to do is search for the Dealer Playbook and then click like or follow. And then, of course, I'd love if you connect with me over on LinkedIn by searching for my name, Michael Cirillo. Now, stay tuned, because in another couple of days, I'm going to hit you with another full episode of the Dealer Playbook podcast.